This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We're going to take a couple of minutes here to talk CEOs. Nothing to do with the recent troubles the president's been having with them. We're going to talk about the number of women who aren't getting top jobs in corporate America, because honestly, how have we not figured this out yet? Julie Creswell is with The New York Times. Jenna McGregor is a columnist at The Washington Post. They've both written about women in the C-suites. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Julie, let's start with you and give me a survey, would you, of where the state of play with female CEOs in some of the biggest companies in this economy? Where do we stand?
It's totally depressing. Female CEOs make up about 5% of management or the top spots at Fortune 500 companies. Man. And that's up from a few years ago. A decade ago or so, it was about 2%. But you're still talking a very small percentage of women running large corporations.
And we should point out here, Jenna, that in the past weeks and months, many female CEOs have departed, whether by choice or not.
We've lost a couple, Irene Rosenfeld at Mondelez and Sherry McCoy at Avon. I mean, I remember the Fortune 500 list came out recently, and we had a headline that was like, you know, the number of female CEOs comes up to a all-time high of 32. And so the numbers can be at a high, but still be pretty low.
The catch, though, Julie, is that when you do look at the numbers, and I'm talking performance numbers here of companies with female CEOs, they generally do pretty good. And yet more women aren't getting these jobs.
That's right. And I think Jenna's written about this a bit more than I have. But that's exactly right. Is there's the studies out there that show that women as CEOs do tend to outperform men.
Yeah, there was a recent study that just came out last week from an investment firm actually in Scandinavia, who looked at companies globally, and over about an 8-year period, the annualized return of companies led by women was 25%. Whereas for the broader market, it was 11%. And the question is why?
Yeah, well, so Jenna, let's answer that, right? What gives?
Well, I mean, there's a lot of speculation about what it might be, but there's kind of a chicken or the egg thing. Is a company that is big and performing well more likely to have better governance and more diversity, or are the women leading to the better performance?
Yeah, is it possible, Julie, that women are just better managers, right?
Well, absolutely. I mean, I think there's a lot going on. Some of it's very company specific. I think there's obviously a lot of challenges still, though, in various industries with what you see happening right now in Silicon Valley, for instance, with the culture around mentoring diversity women that we have large tech companies like Google and Uber that are struggling right now with the role of women in the workplace. It's a much bigger question even than how this gets to women CEOs.
And yet, Jenna, the headline about Uber was search for new female CEO at Uber leads to three men. And this is a company that is screaming for help with its issues with women.
It's apparent that maybe women didn't want that job. I don't know. It speaks to a phenomenon that's much broader, that women seem to receive a preponderance of jobs that are difficult, that are, you know, the company's in a turnaround strategy. There's a name for this known as the glass cliff, that, you know, it's a difficult, precarious position that women are often entrusted with.
And then I think that same research also shows that the women that do wind up in these companies that are turnaround companies or troubled companies also therefore tend to lack the support by the board that they are needed to make the changes and tend to have shorter tenures than men in similar turnaround or fix-it positions. So it's a catch-22 from women when they end up sometimes in these turnaround jobs.
Yeah, the name that comes to mind, Julie, is Marissa Mayer at Yahoo, right? They went through a raft of CEOs before that thing finally went under.
For sure. Including, I think there was a couple, there was another female CEO,
right, Carol Bartz.
Carol Bartz.
Yeah.
So, I mean, yeah.
And yet Marissa Mayer will be remembered as the CEO who undid Yahoo, right? That's going to be the first line of whatever remembrance of her is eventually published.
For sure.
So, you know, Jenna, you used to hear Silicon Valley blame the pipeline, right, for why there aren't or weren't more female engineers or engineers of color. Is that a factor, you think, in why there aren't more female CEOs?
I think that does play a role and is a factor to some extent. But one of Julie's colleagues wrote a really great story recently where she talked to one of the heads of one of the biggest executive search firms who says there really is bias at that level. Once you get to that level, there is a crowding out and so much competition for that top job. And so women have to fight that at that top level.
And men fundamentally have to get over themselves.
That would be good.
I mean, right? That, you know, that's what it is.
Absolutely.
Right. Thanks, you too.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
That was Julie Creswell with The New York Times, Jenna McGregor at The Washington Post. We talked, obviously, for a good while longer than what you heard there. We're going to put the rest of it on our Corner Office podcast. Check it out.